Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, how do you know when it's a visitation dream versus a regular dream?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, if you have a real ghost story, well, why not share it with us? You can call it in at 855-853-4802, or you can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to listen without the commercials, you can do that. Become a premium subscriber. You also get advance episodes and access to the archive. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts, where you can try it for 3 days free. Or you can sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or go to ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon.
In the studio.
In the studio with me, which is so funny because
so fun.
Never happens like that.
I know. It's great. I love it.
It's always like just me by myself.
Yeah.
So anyway, Kathy is here at my house today with my dog on her lap, and my dog was kissing the microphone.
He's very cute. He's a very, very
just happy. Want to be on the show.
He's a, you know what I always say about Benj? He's a great guy.
He's a really, really good guy. So this week, Benji and I have been working on him and his riding in my basket on my bike.
Which reminds me of baskets and bikes and dogs, the Wizard of Oz.
I know. There, I posted a video and a lot of people commented, Dorothy,
well,
Toto.
You know, and then the Wicked Witch, I was trying to think how that played out, but it was the basket on the back and the dog jumps out of that little picnic basket.
Oh, that's right.
And goes back to Dorothy.
Yeah, that's not what's going on here.
Because that mean woman came. I kind of rewatched the Wizard of Oz. Like, I used to know it, like, by heart, and now I was, like, trying to think today, okay, so, you know, what was the basket?
My dog just fell off of Kathy's lap.
He slid off. He slid very slowly off my lap.
I guess he thought there was more lap to the lap.
Anyway, that is truly a great movie. I love that movie. But, you know, at the end, where we have the wizard and the curtain and all of that kind of stuff. And then what you find out was it was all this crazy dream.
Yeah.
Like what we're going to talk about here in a minute.
Well, and there's some crazy dreams. I have crazy dreams frequently. And then there are the dreams that we talk about all the time that just feel different. And so it's kind of hard to tell somebody who had a dream, yes, that was a visitation dream. Because I didn't experience your dream, but you just kind of know the difference.
Well, you know the difference. And I think there's always, in some sort of visitation dream, I think the important thing is there's always information that's given to you.
And he, well,
in some way, shape,
know
or form.
That, I mean, I've had them without necessarily visitation or information. It just felt like they were there for me for whatever reason. It just was more of a, like I had a conversation with them.
Right. It but just, usually the conversation gives you something like
well,
to tell you they love you, to give you, you know,
yeah.
comfort you, to, you know, help. I mean, they don't always tell you like, oh my gosh, something is going to happen. Be careful, you know, tomorrow walking around cliff
edges. That would be awesome though. But, I am open to that.
But I have had deja vu type situations where I was like, oh my God, this was my dream last night. Mm-hmm. And then it's happening, which always makes me think that a lot of times dreams are preparations. And sometimes people will come to you in your dreams and help you navigate what's coming up. Or even if you don't remember it, sometimes I think that it just subconsciously helps prepare you for mm-hmm. things, sort information. I think they're definitely real important, but visitation dreams where someone really comes to you and says something or whatever, you're right. I think it feels different. It's not the same.
It feels like you had a conversation with that person.
Yeah.
So her story goes, hello, I know you all have experiences with visitation dreams. I was talking to a friend at work today, and she asked me if I remembered my dreams. I replied, yeah, I do, pretty nonchalantly, because I thought everyone remembered their dreams for the most part. And she said, I can't for the life of me. I wish I could. I told her about a dream I had last night. She said, well, that's a visitation dream. I've had a few of those and I do remember them. And I wanted to tell you about it and you can let me know what you think. I wrote last year about my older brother passing away from pancreatic cancer and how I felt like he sent a huge monarch butterfly to me when I was trying to talk to him at his gravesite. Yes, he did. I will guarantee you that. Last night I had a dream with him. He was at my house wearing all red. I had complete awareness in my dream that he had died, and I walked up to him and said, "You look taller." And he said, "Yeah, I am taller now." I hugged him and patted him on the back. As I did, I remember feeling how solid he was, and in my dream, that was unusual. After that, I moved on to another dream or sleep cycle, but I didn't wake up. When my friend mentioned that it was a visitation dream, I recalled two other dreams. These were about my dog who passed away last May. I had these dreams months apart from each other. My dog of 13 years, a Shih Tzu named Layla. Oh, Kathy had Shih Tzus forever. Had passed away from kidney disease. I guess Benji's part Shih Tzu, so I have one now.
Yeah.
It's funny, I always think Benji's Kathy's dog, but he's my dog. I had two separate dreams of her returning to me. Once again, in both of the dreams about her dog, I had complete awareness that she had passed. In one dream, I had buried her, even though in real life, I had her cremated. She came back and I was exclaiming, "How are you back?" During the first one, I didn't wake up, but I remembered it when I woke up for the day. For the second one, I did wake up and put my hand out beside me as if I was about to pet her. I felt so sad that she wasn't there, and I said, "Oh, Layla." I also had another dream with my brother right after he had passed. He was in my dream saying, "Katie, Katie," over and over. Katie is his daughter, who was quite young, and I thought something was wrong, and he wanted her checked on. I passed it on to my mom because my brother's ex-wife and I are not on speaking terms, and I don't know if anything ever came of it as my mom is an evangelical and her beliefs don't really allow for dream messages from deceased relatives, which I find really sad.
Yeah.
Why shut down to that?
That is very sad.
You know, because if you're Christian, you believe in angels and spirits of kind, different kinds, but you're not open to a loved one. I don't know. Anyway, I'm not here to judge.
Forgiveness.
So right before my brother died, as in the day before, I was playing around with an Ovilus app on my phone. I don't know the validity of these apps, and honestly, I'm on the fence about them. Tony had been using one, and I was trying to figure out which one he used, and I don't remember which one he did use. He has one on his phone. So the day before, when I asked the question, "Who is with me?" as I think my house is haunted, I got "family." And I thought, well, this is dumb, and disregarded it. The next morning, I got a call from my family 250 miles away that he had passed in his sleep. So I know you guys have a lot of experiences with visitation dreams, and I wonder what you thought. Is it wistful thinking on my part? Or could they be real? Love and light to you guys, Andrea. Well, thank you for writing that in, Andrea. And what do you think?
Oh, I think they're real.
Absolutely.
I totally do. I think that Andrea this is the way, you know, for her to communicate with loved ones is through this sleep and your dream cycles, because you're open to it at that point. Right. You've got the guards are all down, you know, you're not protecting yourself and you're not logically thinking, you know, you can't be here. You know, they walk in the door and you think, oh, it's so great to see you. And you do notice there's something different about them. They're not quite of this world. Right. When that's like the first given, that there's something different about you, you know, and you're not shaken to see them. You're just, you know, like, oh, this is just great that we're seeing you. And so I think, yes, I've had those sorts of dreams with my pets too.
Me too. Mm-hmm. And I've had now three with Buddy, and each one of them was the exact same thing. I turned around and he was standing there and I said, "Buddy, what are you doing here?" And he like turned around and ran off.
Oh,
In all three of them, that's what he's done. And I'm honest to God.
It just makes me think he's watching you.
I honest to God think it is a visitation dream, but he's like, oh shit.
Well,
because that's so Buddy would have been like that. Oh, I just scared her. I gotta go the other way.
Yeah. Well, or he does watch you.
Yeah.
You just happen to catch him doing it.
Yeah.
You know, maybe he's watching you a lot.
But it's weird. All three dreams have been that exact same thing. One was it, I was standing in my bathroom. One was in my kitchen. One was in my bedroom. And I turned around. I'm like, Buddy, like, because it scared me. Like, what are you doing here?
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is the response you would have if you turned around and saw your dog who has passed away in your house. Like, oh, what are you doing here? And he's like, oh, you're right. I shouldn't be here. But that was so Buddy. So yeah. I definitely think that her brother came through. I think mm-hmm. that her dog did. And because the dreams to her feel different.
Mm-hmm. No, I truly agree. You know, I had a strange dream the other night that, it, you know, and we've talked about this on occasion with different people on the show calling about a dream that keeps having the same cycle happen in a dream that, you know, they're doing this thing and it's happening. And so I've suggested the possibility of, you know, trying to redirect your dream. So the other night, I guess I am living what I'm saying because I was in a dream and I could see that this was not going well. And in my dream, I said, oh, I am out of here. Like, I do not have to be in this dream. This is a dream. And I can see where this is going.
I'm having anxiety.
Yeah. And I can see this is going right in a bad place, right? I just turned around and left.
I think that's a good idea.
So, you know, I guess it can be done because I
want this dream. I want another one.
Yeah. And that's exactly what I did. I was like, nope, I am not doing this. This is bad.
So out of here. Well, we've got two other calls, and I'm going to play them both because the same woman left both of them. Her name is Sean.
Okay.
And so I thought, let's just play both of her calls. So here's the first one.
Hi, Tony. My name is Sean. I have had many experiences with the supernatural as well as dreams that have come true. One of these dreams that came true was my dream about having a funeral of a sibling. And this funeral involved a black car, and that was the reason why we were going to this funeral. So anyways, I woke up from this dream, panicked, called my sibling, told them that on their upcoming trip, they needed to be careful because I had this dream about a funeral, their funeral, in a black car. So months later, my sibling told me that they had an experience driving after this warning that I gave to them, falling asleep at the wheel, and then braking just in time to see a black car in front of them, and the license plate said, believe. Then I had this panicked feeling again after having the same dream, this time not as intense, but having the same dream. So I called my sibling again, and they went on another trip and had an interaction with the black car with a small fender bender. So anyways, that was probably my biggest psychic dream, and I just thought I'd share it because it gives me goosebumps. Thanks. I hope you're having a great day and that everyone has the power to believe in something. Thank you. Mm. Bye.
I like that.
Too.
I like her.
I did too. I did. I love that.
It's interesting that she'd have this dream about a sibling in a black car and then that would happen.
Twice.
So I'm going to say definitely some kind of premonition dream.
Yeah. No, I think so. I think definitely a premonition.
So what do you do with that information? Like, does it kind of depend on the dream? Like, is it going to stop anything? Not necessarily. You know, you can still fall asleep. You can still get an offender bender.
Right. But I think the idea is that you can bring awareness to something. Right. And, you know, I've had certain dreams like this where I've been, do I tell this person this?
Right.
Do I? Because is number one, you always think, am I going to look like I'm, you know, batshit crazy, right? If I go to you and say, oh, be careful of, you know, this or whatever, make me sound like I'm some sort of old witch from a Monty Python movie or something. But then sometimes it's like, I think, no, I think this person that I will get it, right? And what's weird is sometimes it's a person that I'm less close to that I could, it's easier for me to go to and say, I know this is weird, but I had a dream about you and this is a dream. Do what you want with it. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You know, and it's almost easier in that case because I'm less personally invested in it when that happens, you know, but, when it's a little tougher for me when it's somebody close, a brother or sister or something, and I've got this information, what do I tell them this? But I think it's best. I think it's best to just say, here's the information and do what you will with it, right? Watch out for black cars, you know, be careful when you're driving or whatever. I just, you know.
But like in that case, it didn't make any difference. They still had the experience, which kind of validated her dream. Had they.
Well, but they were able to, you know, at the last second, pull the car back out or something, you know, of running into this car. It was interesting that it said believe on the front of it, too. Coincidence, possibly.
I don't. It happened two times. But, no. Time's a coincidence.
Well, I meant coincidence that it said believe on the front of the car. But the other thing, no, I don't think it's coincidence, but I think it's best. You've got information, share it.
Yeah.
If it's bugging you, you know, and it seemed like it was real.
And let's face it, let's be real. Especially if it's like a sibling or a close person to you, they already think you're kind of batshit crazy.
That's true.
And it's like, oh, that's what Kathy told me.
Yeah.
And it's like, dang, Kathy.
Well, though in my family, they would go, Kathy said that? And they go, yeah, okay, well, we're watching for black cars.
Well, here is Sean's next story.
Hi, my name is Sean. I have quite a few paranormal circumstances that I've come across. And I've been part of a ghost hunters group, and just am naturally drawn to this. Anyways, one of the stories I will share with you is I worked for a not-for-profit agency outside of Chicago, Illinois, in a suburb, and it used to be a nursing home. And next door to it was a little funeral home, which is now a bar, but the social service agency, the not-for-profit, was the one that I worked in. And anyways, I was told from many of the staff not to stay too late, but me, I would stay late anyway, working on things. And there was always the cleaning staff who would clean. And there was a few times that I heard a sponge mop, but I was confused because the whole agency had carpet. So it didn't make sense that the sponge mop would be used and this cleaning staff would be on the other side. So this clicking that I heard, I realized was either my imagination or something paranormal. My last night working there, I was in this space by the break room, which I was always told by the cleaning staff that they would feel like a rush of air. I saw a full-bodied apparition, and I can tell you exactly what the guy looked like. He had a walker, which is probably why I heard a sponge mop, because I would hear the walker. But he had a walker, and he was really tall, very stocky, and he had overgrown facial hair, just staring. So I'm sure it was a residual energy, but he was like staring through me. And he had jowls with his mouth like partially open, like mouth breathing. And his eyebrows were overgrown as well as like he had like facial hair on the side of his face. But anyways, that was one of my paranormal experiences. I hope that you all have a great day. Thank you for letting me share my story. Bye.
Thank you, Sean. Mm-hmm. That would be creepy AF to see that guy.
Yeah. You know, I want to know what happened, though. Like, she saw him. Then did he just dissipate?
That's my guess.
Did he go up the stairs?
Because she said residuals.
Did he walk through a wall? Like, yeah. I always want to know that little, like, okay, so what happened, right? Like, how did this end, this experience?
Have you ever seen him again? Was it just the one time? Has anybody else ever seen him?
Yeah.
Have you investigated, like, who could it be?
Was, you know, did that building at one time, was it a somebody's house, a nursing home, you know?
I think she said it was a nursing home, didn't she?
Well, she said a funeral home.
Well, the funeral home was the bar next door.
Yeah.
And she worked in the nonprofit.
Okay.
That I think used to be a nursing home.
Okay, well, that would explain it.
I don't know.
But she acted like he didn't necessarily see her, right?
That's why she said he kind of looked through her. That's why I think she thought it was residual, mm-hmm. because it wasn't really paying any attention to her.
Yeah, yeah.
So my guess is he just disappeared, or did you like, and then he walked off?
I don't think Sean would have done that. I think Sean would have, you know, seen this through to its conclusion.
Well, she described him in depth, you know? So it's like, she got a minute to look at this guy.
Yeah.
Like, you don't even see, like, you could be mugged and not be able to describe the mugger as good as she described him.
Absolutely.
It's pretty impressive. Mm-hmm. Okay, Sean, so what happened to him? Did he just, like, hang out for a little bit?
I'm guessing he just kind of was walking and then just dissipating.
That's my guess.
Yeah, that's my guess.
Ooh, thank you for those stories. So if you have any real ghost stories, call them in at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Don't forget, you could become a premium subscriber. No commercials, advance episodes, access to the archive. Do that through Apple Podcasts, where you can try it 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.